Chapter 4 Lan Wangji wrapped his fingers around Wei Wuxian's shaking hands, white-knuckled and fearful and unable to release his grip on the Stygian tiger seal. He didn't say anything, only stood there. But that was fine. That was enough. He was alive, and that was enough. How Wei Wuxian had felt when he'd arrived to see him staggering backwards, Bichin falling from numb fingers, red staining his white robes. He didn't want to think about that. It was fine. They'd arrived in time, it seemed. Based on how everyone looked, and on the general state of the surrounding area, he'd guessed that Lan Xichen had started fighting Nie Mingtui first, possibly after some conversation. And for a while they'd been evenly matched. But then Lan Wangji hadn't been able to resist coming to his brother's aid, the two Jades of Lan perfectly in tune with each other as they fought a single opponent. Working together and using their full efforts, they probably would have eventually been able to beat Nie Mingtui, even blackened and more fearsome than ever as he was now. But of course, once Lan Xichen accepted outside assistance, Nie Mingtui could as well. It was a little terrifying to think that he had retained his sense of fairness underneath it all, actually. That meant that whatever he'd done to the Jin sect, some part of him still felt it was just. By the time Wei Wuxian had arrived with Nie Huaisang in tow, Nie Mingtui had already summoned the Masterless Sabers, which he'd brought with him in a Tiangkun pouch. Just two of them, in addition to himself. And the balance of the battle shifted entirely to his side. The Nie sect was known for its offensive power, after all, and even the Twin Jades of Lan would have difficulty against their sabers. Not would. Did. Lan Wangji had fought against the two sabers himself, leaving Lan Xichen to fight Nie Mingtui unhindered. But the sabers had cut him. He was fast, but they were faster, and his white robes were stained from a multitude of cuts to his arms, to his chest, to his hips and legs. Little cuts in large part, but it was only a matter of time before the little cuts slowed him down enough. Before. Wei Wuxian had seen Lan Wangji falling, had seen Bichin leaving his hand unwillingly, and his chest abruptly contracted in utter panic. He'd reacted immediately, acted on instinct, whistling to summon any fierce corpses in the area. Not that there were many, it being Cloud Recesses, a place of purification. But in the end, his instincts had only made things worse. The Masterless Sabers were, it seemed, exactly as terrifying as Sui Yang had made them out to be. They were swollen with power, very nearly conscious, and enraged by the presence of evil. It was as if the mighty ancestors of the Nie clan had reawakened from their slumber to help their descendant wreak vengeance across the land. Or at least it would be if those ancestors were made of steel, knowing neither fatigue nor pain, neither mercy nor pity, and continuously drawing power from the earth and sky even as their opponent's energy drained away. They struck hard, chopping down again and again, an unstoppable force, inexorable, taking lives as easily as a thresher reaped grain. The low-level, fierce corpses Wei Wuxian had been able to summon didn't stand a chance. Desperate, he had reached for the Stygian tiger seal, unsure if he would be able to wield it before Nie Mingtui turned Basia against him, not thinking of the consequences, thinking only that he had to stop this. He had to save Lan Chan. It would all have gone very bad if Nie Huaisang hadn't intervened at that very moment, shouting, "Daga, make them stop before they turn on me!" Nie Mingtui had pulled back at once, a harsh gesture causing the Masterless Sabers to unwillingly retreat from battle and return to his side. Lan Wangji had, in turn, struggled off the ground to come to Wei Wuxian's side, and now he was silently holding Wei Wuxian's hands, letting Wei Wuxian feel his still, strong pulse, and Wei Wuxian could finally let go of the Stygian tiger seal. "Thank you," Wei Wuxian said, and meant it. He hadn't been thinking straight. Using the Stygian tiger seal, so close to the cloud recesses, near the graves of all those purified Lan sect ancestors, all those common people in the villages not far away, everyone accustomed to peace, It would have been a disaster.
Thank you, Lan Wangqi echoed. You came in time.
The sincerity in his eyes made Wei Wuxian's face feel oddly hot, so he coughed and looked over to where Lan Xichen was leaning against a tree, recovering.
Don't worry about it. You were doing fine.
We were not, Lan Xichen said simply. Thank you for your timely assistance, Wei Gongxi. It would have gone badly otherwise.
Lots of dead people, in other words. Lan Xichen looked over to where the Nies were standing. Nie Mingtui's hands were on his brother's shoulders, his unguarded back to them. It wasn't an insult as to their abilities, merely indifference to his own fate. Nie Mingtui clearly cared very little about anything beyond having his brother back. Their heads were bowed together as they spoke, and Nie Huaisang's expression was positively fierce as he hissed out something. Lan Xichen's expression wavered for a moment, and then firmed with determination. He stood and walked over to them.
Nie Gongxi, he said politely. I was hoping you could confirm something for me.
Nie Huaisang looked at him, his expression utterly unfathomable for a moment. He seemed to be thinking of something. He moved away from his brother, Nie Mingtui turning to stand by his side, but never removing his eyes from him, as though he feared Nie Huaisang would die again the moment he blinked.
Go ahead and ask, Nie Huaisang said slowly. And then I have something to ask of you, I think.
Lan Xichen looked almost as though he regretted Nie Huaisang's easy agreement. Despite this, he asked,
Your death, if you remember it. Can you tell me who was responsible for it?
The Jin sect killed me, Nie Huaisang said. And now Wei Wuxian was really paying attention. He'd been so busy conducting tests to make sure Nie Huaisang wasn't about to come apart at the seams that he'd never actually asked for the details of what had killed him. It was the orders of sect leader Jin, but the execution of that order was at the hands of Jin Guangyao. Lan Xichen closed his eyes, pained. It was as if he had been struck with a harsh blow, knocking the breath out of him. Wei Wuxian sympathized. Who hadn't heard of how fond Lan Xichen was of his youngest sworn brother? Who didn't know that Nie Mingtui had only agreed to swear brotherhood with Jin Guangyao at Lan Xichen's instigation?
In that case, I am sorry,
Lan Xichen said, his voice low.
You would not have gone to Lanling alone, if not for my invitation. It may have been at Jin Guangyao's suggestion, but I trusted him, and you believed in me, and he killed you. The price for my blind faith was too high.
Wei Wuxian winced. He hadn't realized that Lan Xichen was directly involved in Nie Huaisang's death. Though, of course, it made sense thinking about it. Nie Huaisang had gone to Lanling alone, without any retainers, and despite the outgoing, if unspoken, war for influence between the Nie sect and the Jin sect. It really did seem as though he had been lured there specifically to die, and it had been done using Lan Xichen's word of honor. Lan Xichen's mind was clearly going through the same lines. He inhaled once more, the sound of it agony, and said quietly,
It seems your brother was right to seek vengeance against me.
That's probably true, Nie Huaisang said, and Lan Wangji's fingers twitched. They're still wrapped around Wei Wuxian's, even though he's already put away the tiger seal. And for some reason, Wei Wuxian doesn't feel inclined to let go. I'm not going to let him kill you, though. Lan Wangji's fingers relaxed. I'm feeling very sensitive about people getting killed recently, Nie Huaisang said, and shrugged, for obvious reasons. He patted his belt in an instinctive motion and frowned, clearly having looked for something and found it missing. Wei Wuxian wasn't sure what until Nie Mingtui mutely reached into his own belt and produced a fan, which he passed over. Nie Huaisang automatically opened it and held it in front of his face, only belatedly realizing where it came from and turning to look at his brother with concern. "How did you die?" Wei Wuxian asked, both out of curiosity and because he remembered the stories Nie Huaisang had told in the cloud recesses, of how his brother always rolled his eyes at his habit of carrying a fan, how silly and childish he thought he was being. That Nie Mingtui carried one with him now, even though he hadn't known Nie Huaisang would be coming, even though he hadn't known Wei Wuxian would be able to succeed. Wei Wuxian thought of Jiang Cheng searching fruitlessly for him for months and tried not to think about it anymore. He didn't want to think about what he would have done if he were in Nie Mingtui's shoes, whether he would have made the same choices, to murder hundreds, if not thousands, of cultivators, simply for the unfulfilling catharsis of revenge for a brother lost. He thought there was a good chance that he might. Oh, you know, being led into a trap and left to die slowly and painfully while begging for help from someone who didn't care to do anything, it was all very bad and I'd prefer not to think about it, really, Nie Huaisang said. And in retrospect, Wei Wuxian would prefer he didn't as well. Lan Xichun looked as though he wanted to throw up. A better question, though, is why did I die? That got everyone's attention, even Nie Mingtui, who frowned. You died because he killed you, he said, his voice low and rumbling. Nie Huaisang waved his fan in the air, clearly more comfortable now that he had it. Yes, that's the straightforward answer. But why kill me? Why risk your anger? Admittedly, he may not have realized the extent of your anger, but why risk it at all? I'm no harm to anyone. That is a good question, Wei Wuxian said. And it was, now that he had a moment to think about it. It's not profitable in and of itself, and we all know how the Jin sect favored profit. If I had to bet on it, I'd say you probably found something out they didn't want you to know, so they felt like they had no choice to kill you. Nie Huaisang nodded. I think so too. That's why I need sect leader Lan's help.
My help? Lan Xichun asked. He sounded tired. What do you need my help for?
They were planning on killing Daga, Nie Huaisang said, and they all winced at that, even Lan Xichun, who looked as though he'd become almost resigned to the betrayal, nodded, accepting it. If he would kill Nie Huaisang, who was harmless, then plotting to kill Nie Mingtui, even if he was sworn brothers with the man, this Jing Guangyao fellow really knew no limits. They were going to use you to do that, too. Something about a song you'd been teaching Sangha? I don't know how you'd kill someone through a song, though.
Nie Mingtui huffed, and the slightest trace of a sneer appeared on his lips. It was probably the closest thing to an expression that he'd had in the entire time Wei Wuxian had seen since his brother's death. It was depressingly a relief to see the traces of the more familiar anger on the man's face. There was a sudden movement. Lan Xichun had abruptly knelt down, his knees going soft in horror if his expression was any judge.
Clarity, he said numbly.
He had already been injured to the point of pain, and now he suffered another blow more potent than any saber strike. It was horrible to watch.
The Song of Clarity. I taught Ayao how to play one of the Lan's ancestral songs. It was meant to help calm Daga's chi, to reduce the likelihood of chi deviation.
So that's probably how they were going to do it, Nie Huaisang said, tapping his fan against his cheek. Daga's chi is already unstable naturally. If in the guise of playing music to stabilize it, you played something that would instead throw it into turmoil...
The Songs of Turmoil, Lan Wengqi suddenly said. Brother, in the Forbidden Library...
He wouldn't have had access to that.
He rescued you during the war,
Nie Mingtui said, his expression gone flat again.
You were carrying your clan's books with you at the time, were you not?
Lan Xichun's head bowed.
Yes, he whispered. I was.
Besides, Wei Wuxian thought to himself, Jing Guangyao had made his name by being a spy in the Nightless City.
If he could fool Wen Rohan, who was paranoid and trusted no one, then finding things out in Cloud Recesses, where he was given free rein by the sect leader who trusted him, it would have been too easy. That leads me to my next question, I suppose, Nie Huaisang said. His expression was hidden behind his fan, but his eyes were narrow. And I would ask that sect leader Lan not take any insult at my suggestion, but I have to wonder, how many times is it plausible for a man to be inadvertently used as a weapon before he himself should be investigated? That's an unfair question, Wei Wuxian said, even though it kind of wasn't. If someone had been involved in multiple murder plots against him or his family, he would be suspicious of them no matter how virtuous they appeared to be. Still, this was Lan Zichen. If he trusted him, he trusted him. The same initial fault led to everything else. It wasn't anything new. Lan Zichen choked out a laugh, his voice raw and gasping.
Thank you for your defense, Wei Gongxi. But Nie Gongxi is correct. How many times must I be used as a knife in another's hand before I take responsibility for my own behavior? How many other times did he use me as a shield of virtue to hide behind? I've always believed that he had reasons for everything he did.
It doesn't matter anymore,
Nie Mingchui said.
It matters to me,
Lan Zichen said, and he looked up, devastation and determination in every line of his face.
Brother,
Lan Wangji began, looking concerned.
No, Wangji, this is necessary. Daga, no, sect leader Nie, I have wronged you. You and your clan, in more ways than one, I submit myself to your jurisdiction, to be tried and judged, and welcome whatever punishment is appropriate under the rules of your sect.
Lan Wangji's hand was so tight around Wei Wuxian's own that it hurt, but Wei Wuxian didn't say anything about it. His heart was in his mouth, watching the Nie brothers. With such a submission, Nie Mingchui could take Lan Zichen's life with Basia this instant, and Lan Wangji would have no recourse. Assuming recourse was even possible. Those sabers. Nie Huaisang coughed, interrupting the tense mood.
Okay, okay, you can come back to Qinghe with us, he said, waving his hands as if it were nothing. We'll figure it out from there. No more immediate executions. I think we've had enough of those.
Daga, I can't believe you brought out the sabers. What were you thinking?
I don't think he was,
Wei Wuxian said, his shoulders relaxing. He turned to smile at the relieved Lan Wangji. There was still hope for something vaguely resembling a good ending. Maybe.
At all. You two really are brothers, Nie Xiong.
Rude, Nie Huaisang huffed, but he was grinning.
You have to come to Qinghe too, Wei Xiong. Daga won't feel comfortable if you aren't around, at least at first. Lan Argongxi, why don't you come as well, since you're having such difficulty letting go of Wei Gongxi's hand?